B'tachon for Life, Shir 394, Erev Shabbos, Kiddush, Parshas Chukas. Today is the yard site of Avi Meiri, Harav Shlomo Zalman, Ben Harav Avamarin Alevi, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, and the Shiurim are all Le'ilei Nishmasai. So we just wanted to bring out one point which is directly relevant to what we are discussing. We mentioned the concept of Hashem Tzvokos Ashrei Adam Beiteach Bach. And we discussed that even though a person can rely on Schusim, a person can rely on the Beis HaMikdash, a person can rely on Tzadikim. And we see many times in Chazal that Klal Yisrael relied on the Nevi'im, on the Beis HaMikdash. There is a concept of relying on Tzadikim. But you want to know the truth. The biggest chus that a person can have is when he relies only on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a scenario that a person should only rely on him. He won't be able to rely on his ishtadlis, he won't be able to rely on the doctors, and he won't even be able to rely on Anashim Gedolim. The only one he can rely on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is ultimately the real reliance. To rely on Hashem and on nothing else. And my father, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, when he was sick many, many years before he was Nifter, the doctors gave him a few months left to live. And his objective was Emuna and Bitachon. To remember that nothing is dictated by the doctors. They have no power, they can affect nothing. It's only Ashrei Adam Beiteach Bach. It's only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And after he puts significant effort into this concept of realizing that even though the doctors gave him a few months, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is biyadai to save him and give him many, many years, he was zeichet a tremendous Yeshua. That the doctors were unable to find what they had originally found. And Baruch Hashem, he was zeichet to a complete refuah, and he was nifter years later from something totally unrelated. Because when a person is b'teach bach, when a person forgets about doctors, when a person forgets about ishtadlus, and as we discussed, when a person even forgets about the Beis HaMikdash and Schusim, when he's not busy with how many mitzvahs he has, when he's not busy with his Schusim, when he's busy with one thing and one thing only, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless care, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless solutions. When a person internalizes that, he is zoyche to Ashrei Adam b'teach bach. He is zoyche to see Yeshua's lemala min ha-teva. The doctors had no explanation how the machla disappeared. There's no logical way to explain it. But if you live with Ashrei Adam Beiteach Bach, you will be zeiche to see that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will come through. If you forget about everybody else and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you for who you are and not for how you act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you because you're a ben to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You will be zeiche to Ashrei Adam Beiteach Bach. You will be zeiche to endless hatzlacha, endless bracha. You are Ashrei, you are fortunate, because you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endless love for you. You realize that you don't need anybody else. You only need Hashem. And that is the true Ashrei. One who realizes how fortunate he is. He can always rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.